See, take my word for it. Everybody know what they are doing.
From the crew podcast.
This is where the fun begins.
Can you feel it? Are the forget?
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
And keep your browser locked.
Keep your browser locked.
One way to reduce your blood pressure, listen to the Veracity podcast.
You didn't hear that gist, so.
Hi there, how are you doing? How have you been, my people? Hey, God. Before you crucify me, see, in short, let me just hands up myself. No, let me hands up myself, because genuinely, if I really search within myself, I would see that I don't really have a reason. All I'm just going to give is excuse upon excuse upon excuse. So just save ourselves all of that, brouhaha. Let me just say I have missed you. Sincerely, I have missed you. My goodness, it's been like how many years now? I know it's been a long time, but I did wish you a happy new year. I think that was in February. The whole of March, we did not even go close to recording, not to talk of having episodes piled up to edit. I did not have anyone, but I'm recording this today and I feel so happy. The thing is, anytime I grab up my phone to record an episode or grab up the microphone to record an episode, there is this excitement. I can't even describe it. Even if I've been feeling down all day, but the moment I grab my phone to start recording, guy, the way this energy just, what's that word, come over me, you know, like it just descend. Hey, that's the word. You know how the dove was descending on Jesus in the Bible? Yeah, that's the case of this one. The energy just comes, it just appears. And I also feel like that when I'm recording as when I'm editing as well. How have you been, my love, my family, my gang? The only nation that exists on this planet. Yeah, I say so. How have you been, my vibe food nation? Hope you've been well. Hope you've been fine. No, sincerely asking you this question. Hope you've been well. Hope you've been taking care of your mental health. Hope you've been trying to survive this economy, especially if you're in Nigeria. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. Dollar keeps crashing and going up. Crashing. I saw a tweet where somebody said he bought dollar at 1.8. Now dollar has gone back to 1.2. What is the person supposed to do? Goodness. One thing I love about us is that no matter the circumstances, no matter how deep the shit is that we are in, we still just find a way to make ourselves happy. We still find a way to get sense out of that nonsense, find vibe, find humor in all of that. Just find a way to keep ourselves happy. That's one thing I love about this country. Yeah, I'm so proud to be a Nigerian. This one is actually very good when you're outside of this country. That's when you become proud, like the proudest moments. Yeah. How have you been, my people? How have you been? I've asked that like 1,001 time. I don't even mind asking again. Hope you've been well. Sincerely, I have missed our bond. What you share, that closure, all of that. I have missed it so much. I can't even lie. Sometimes when I wear my crested vest, I'm like, oh my goodness. The Veracity podcast. This is it. This is you. What have you been doing, girl? Why have we forgotten the microphone? Why? I don't have any reason. But hey there, I am back. My name is Veracity, in case you don't know that. Now you do. Some call me the Chris Queen, some call me the Vibe Machine, or you can call me the Energy Goddess. Yes sir. So excited to be doing this with you again. Welcome to the brand new banging vibeful episode of the Veracity podcast. What was that? Let's get into it. Okay, it's actually the month of April, so happy new month. In case today is your first time of listening to this sweet and vibeful episode, welcome on board, my family member. Yes, of course, you're officially a gang member. No, I'm about gango. When I said that, the popular Amos Osamu Dayo sound just played in my head. That is hilarious. No, I'm about gang. I mean, like, the Vibe Nation gang. We call ourselves gang. If you've ever listened to an episode, you're automatically a member. If you've ever listened to half, that's a day cut. We are still trying to drag where you belong. But if you listen to more than one episode, my love, you are the love of my life. Like, without you, I can't even be here at I love you. Okay. What have I been up to? I've been in a whole lot. A whole lot. Here and there and there and there and there. Doing so many things. Just sometimes it's just like you're busy, but you're busy doing nothing. That has been the case some of the times. But other times I'm actually very, very busy. My career is taking a different direction that I did not see coming soonest. But I think it all works for good. Like with the Christians, we like to say all things work together for good to them that love God, you know. I think it's working out for the better. And it has just been here and there. My vibe has been here, there. Actually, this is what I want to talk about today. The new age, new behavior kind of thing. I don't know if it's the matter of age thing. By the way, my birthday was in February. I don't know if I mentioned that in the February episode, but February 24th was our birthday. When I say I mean myself and my twin sister, my beautiful, gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. I'm a twin, by the way. Yeah, I'm a twin. I just say by the way, by the God that big. Oh yeah, my twin sister, we celebrated a very, very significant year in our lives. And before that year, before that very day of the birthday, I was thinking a whole lot. Before then, I have been having this kind of, would I call it maturity behavior? I don't know the actual word to call it, but how you start acting a certain type of way because your age does not require you to, you know, quote unquote, behave in some certain way. So in January, I kind of reduced the anyhowness. Is that the word? You know, the you know how you're just in a place, you're just very, very loud. That is the typical veracity. But in January, I don't know if it was the fear of it's a new year or new age is coming, or and what did you go and all of that. I don't know if that was the case, but it was just this sense of, I think I talked about that in February episode, this sense of you just want calmness, you just want peace, you don't want too much noise. Like my phone is literally on vibration. I have never heard my phone ring out. That has been on for a long time. And since I celebrated my birthday in February, which was actually very amazing, by the way, I got a lot of gifts. Yeah. Since then, up until now that I'm talking to you, I just have noticed myself. It's not some unnecessary drama, like unsolicited opinion. I just avoid it. I don't know why. It's doing me that I have matured. I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to explain to you. There is this thing at the back of your mind that is telling you that, girl, you cannot be behaving like this again. You are not a child. You are not a baby. You are not. Even when I want to naturally just vibe, I still do that sometimes when I'm around like my close friends. But I'm not just like all over the place like I used to be. Even when I want to be like that. Even if I want to be like that, like all over the place, letting people see veracity. But something in me is just saying, you don't have the strength for that. Yes. If I do any small thing, I easily get tired. I'm just doing one or two before I know. I'm like, oh, let me rest. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And sometimes when you just look at some things and you're just like, oh, I beg. I don't have the power to waste for this. Could this be maturity that people have been talking about? Because if this is it, I do not think I want this. I want my 2020 lifestyle back where I was. Very, very energetic, super hyper. I'm still kind of super hyper, but not in that same level anymore. Not in that same level. It's just kind of reduced. That has been it. Aside that, I've been well. I've been fine. Actually, one of the things I'm most grateful to God for is good health. Oh, good health. I really, really do enjoy good health. I can never relate to people taking medicine every now and then. I'm really, really grateful to God for that. It's one thing that I do not take for granted. I do not in any way take it for granted at all. And moving on from that, people have been complaining that I do not reach out like I used to. Some persons, and not everybody, some persons don't even care if you reach out or not. So personally, they don't even notice when I don't reach out. But a few friends are kind of like, what's happening to you? It's like you're kind of scared. Like, I'm here, but it's like I'm not here. It's like you're online, but you're not online. Naturally, my read receipt is off. My last scene is off. I know I don't call me because I post on my status every now and then. Not like often, but once in a blue moon, I try to like, you know, see my face so that's why I can't be you. That kind of thing. But it's not like I'm always like trying to keep up. Sometimes I even forget, like I'm so engrossed with what I'm doing and I forget to post on my status. But one thing I have learned to do is reply to messages. Yeah, if you chat me up, even if it takes like hours later for me to reply, I always try to do that, because I'm always one of the people that say you can never be over too busy. See, people make time for what they consider important to them. If you like, say you are working offshore, you work 24 hours around the clock, you work 24 hours in 7 days. If something is important to you, you would make time for that thing. That is one thing I have always had at the back of my mind. You cannot tell me you are too busy, you forgot to reply that message. Auntie, you are lying. You are lying. Oh, I was on my sister. If really that thing was important to you, let's say for instance, you were very busy all day. You needed to reach out to your agent that is booking your flight ticket. Your flight is by 7 the next morning and you're going to tell me you forgot because you're engrossed. You are joking. That's why I said people make attempt for what they consider important to them. No matter how busy you are, I think 24 hours should not pass without you reaching out to somebody that reached out to you. Okay, what I mean reach out, I'm not saying people that say hi, hello, hi. Like they come to your DM and they are hiring you. Nigger, if you want to talk to me, please and please let's go straight to the point. Very important. Still very, very big on communication. Please, this is 2024. Don't make people figure things out for you. Efforts. E for what? E for efforts. They must see you putting effort into whatever it is you all are doing. I'm not just focusing on romantic relationship right now. No, whether your platonic friendship, siblings as well, and work. Yes, that also is actually a very big one, because people just make it assume they should know. Hey, your assumption will cause plenty problem. It's going to cause for plenty problem. Anyways, just a little update and to let you know that communication is very important. And second of all, people make attempt for what they consider important to them. And third of all, everybody know what they are doing. See, take my word for it. Everybody knows what they are doing. If the person is ignoring your message 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, what am I using weeks? Days. Day one, two, 3 days, the person has not replied to you. And the person is coming online to come and post something on their status. They are joking because they know what they are doing. Even me, yes. I'm talking to me in case you are coming from my WhatsApp and you are listening to this. I know what I am doing. To be very frank, we all know what we are doing. We all know what we are doing. If it has happened like more than 3 times, you know exactly what you are doing. My friend, I put it to you. Yes, truth is bitter. Somebody will have to tell you. Somebody will have to, well, we have to tell you the truth. So that's about it. But before we move on, so before we call it a wrap on this episode, I don't want to make it too long. I have a new segment for this podcast. People I am beefing. I have a particular set of people I am beefing. I don't know if it happens in every home. Probably you can relate or you might not be able to relate, but just hear me out. People of different generation, even the millennials, there's millennials that are like 40, 42, 45, even 30 something, even up to 29, yes, that's about like millennial stage. And there are Gen Z's that are like 28 or 27. Is that the age now? I can't quite get it. But there are Gen Z's of that age. And the ones that are still very young, like 22 or thereabout. Yeah, they vary. Like the age gap is quite different. Now, you have a sibling who is in his 40s. And you have a millennial who is almost close to Gen Z, probably like 29. And the sibling who is older talks to the younger ones in such a very, very disrespectful manner. Siblings should actually learn to talk to their younger ones in a respectful manner. Like they should learn it. It's not easy. You might think we are seeing that era of trying to command them, order them around, give direction, not saying please, not saying thank you. You know, all of that behavior. But I think the world is changing, and other siblings should actually learn how to talk to their younger ones in a respectful manner. I'm not saying you have to learn how to greet them good morning. No. There's a way you talk to your younger one, it will sound very, very condescending. It will sound like you are talking to them like they are your child. Do you get it? Should not get to that point where your senior child start losing, like why did they talk to me like that? What's it be? What's it be? Okay. There are actually some siblings that will talk to you like that. Guy, if you coordinate, this is not, I'm not your baby. Even my parents will not talk to me like that. It should not get to that point. I think the world is changing. And even if we are still Africans, we love respect so much. I believe we can actually respect one another without being too authoritative, being too commanding, being too bossy. Yes, that one. So yeah, you are siblings. Some of them actually, there are some that actually have very, very sweet, very wonderful relationship with your younger ones, and it's very cute to admire. I cannot relate with that relationship. I cannot really relate with my sibling because the age gap, it is gapping very well. I think that's about it. The people I'm beefing, older siblings, some older siblings who do not talk to their younger ones with respect. Those are the set of people I'm beefing. If you have a friend who is older, has this bad character, I think you should forward this to them. It has been so amazing recording this episode. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much for sacrificing your data to listen to me talk this tiny voice and rushing my words. I have a feeling we're trying to work on that, but it's like it's not working. Anyway, pardon me. You've probably been doing this with me for the past how many years? Is it four years or five years we're going to now? God, am I forgetting? Am I that old already? 2020, there. Yeah? Okay, yeah, it's 4 years. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to me today. I still remember your favorite girl. Veracity is my name. Please do well to follow me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at The Veracity Pod. I still remember your Chris Queen, your energy goddess. Peace, you all.